Good morning and welcome to EMP. For today's reading, I'll be reading from Joshua mainly, but I did want to read beforehand Deuteronomy chapter 34, just to give context to then Joshua chapter 1. So Deuteronomy chapter 34, and it says, "And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land from Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the western Mediterranean Sea. And the south, the Negev, and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, 'This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there.' So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth-Peor. But no man knows where his tomb is to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the Israelites listened to him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none equal to him in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all the mighty power and all the great and terrible deeds which Moses wrought in the sight of Israel." Which leads us to then Joshua chapter 1. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister..." Oh, I'm reading the wrong version. Sorry about that. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, 'Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over to this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given to you, just as I have promised Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. I pray that as we read it, we may find encouragement in the words that you spoke to Joshua. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I was reading this passage and reading the context of how we arrived to Joshua chapter 1, we arrived to Joshua chapter 1 happening in this very unique place of this, you could say, transition of leadership, where God speaks to Moses, and I can't imagine how tough it must have been to Moses to hear hey, you're not going to be the man that takes the people of Israel into the promised land. Now imagine you're Moses, and everything that you've gone through with the people of Israel from being called into his calling as being Israel's leader, to then everything they went through, and then God telling him, everything that I've promised Abraham and Isaac and all these other individuals, you're not going to be the man that's going to take them into the promised land. And I think there's so many unique leadership lessons that we can learn along the way here in terms of transition, in terms of people that sometimes stay too long in ministry and don't realize when it's time for that transition to happen. But here we have Moses that Moses is just not going to be the man that takes the people of Israel into the promised land. And so we see then that Moses just transitions into this, at least from this passage, that essentially before they can step into that new beginning, essentially is this passing away of Moses. And then we get this beautiful, I guess you could say, eulogy of Moses and who this man was. And as you read that, it says that Moses was not like any other man. That it says, and there has not risen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, and none like him for all the signs and wonders that the Lord had sent him to do. So you can imagine then this transition of leadership, where then Joshua steps into, this is the man he's replacing. Or this is a man that he's now stepping into his role. Is that you can say it's a pretty big shadow to step into the shadow of Moses. That the way Scripture describes Moses, that there has never been a prophet that's risen from like him that has done what he has done. And now is Joshua's turn to be essentially, I got to follow up this guy? This guy that walks so close with God and has such intimacy and friendship with God, that there's no prophet that has risen since he's been around, that he has done signs and wonders. This is the guy that I have to follow up. And that's when we get to Joshua chapter 1. Now, did Joshua have that awareness? I don't know if Joshua had that awareness or if he was even thinking about that. But one thing we do know from Joshua chapter 1, and it's a common theme in Joshua chapter 1, are the words, be strong and courageous. Okay? We could assume that there is something within Joshua that, as the verse says, that in verse 9 where it says, be strong and courageous, and he tell him, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. So we know there's something within Joshua that is causing him to be frightened and to be dismayed about what he's about to step into in this season of his life. Because Joshua is now going to become the leader of Israel. And I want to take note of what God says to Joshua. He says, Moses is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you all this people, into the land that I am giving to them. Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. And so God begins to reaffirm Joshua, you could say, and tells him, hey, just as I have been with Moses, so I will be with you. And Joshua had walked with Moses, so Joshua had seen the work of God in Moses' life to know, okay, God was with Moses, and God is now speaking to me and telling me, just as he was with Moses, he's gonna be with me. And I like how God speaks to Joshua here, and he says, into the land that I am giving to them, and every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. And I like that because God is not speaking. God is speaking as if the promised land is already given to the people of Israel. I've already given this land to you. All you have to do is to step into it. And I like that. And I think for me, when I was reflecting on that, and just reflecting on this passage of what it can mean for our lives or just my life in general, I was thinking, what are things that God has already given me and prepared for, but just maybe in some way, like Joshua, there is fear and dismay in my life that don't allow me to step into what God has already said, hey, I've already given you this. And we can look at really all the promises that we have in Christ Jesus that Christ has already given to us that we could just easily walk into, but maybe in some way that there's some fear and dismay in our lives. And what God is telling us to do is to be strong and to be courageous in our lives. And so God affirms Joshua, and he says, just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. And so when we continue to read this passage, it so many times repeatedly it says, God tells Joshua, be strong and be courageous. Be strong and courageous. And so for me, as I reflect this morning, where in your life are you currently maybe in fear and dismay? And God is calling you to be strong and to be courageous. What if there are things God has revealed and given to us, but is awaiting our response of being just strong and courageous? And when I think about those words of being strong and courageous, I think that to be strong is a mentality, and to be courageous is to put that mentality into action in our lives. But more than anything, where does that strength and courage come from in our lives? Is this something that we just kind of just pump ourselves up into? I know one of the things when I do whenever I can, and I'm having a slow morning, or I'm in need of motivation, if I'm about to go to the gym or I'm about to go somewhere, normally I just listen to music. Now, at least for me, I'm not going to listen to classical music, because that will probably put me back to sleep. So I'll probably listen to something a bit heavier, a bit more upbeat, that's going to get me into that place of like, okay, I need to get ready to gym. I need to get myself mentally to that place before I get to the gym. So when I get to the gym, I'm ready to go. And I think sometimes in our walk with God is that we're more just waiting for the action to happen, or we feel that the courage will come, but when really it's really that strength and that mentality that we need to have in our lives to step into that place in our lives with courage. Now the question is, where do you get your strength and courage from? Now that's a question for you to ask God and for you to have a conversation with God, and that is often revealed in our lives. Now the Christian response, if I asked each and every one of you, where do you get your strength and courage from? Each and every one of us would say, God. Because what? That is the correct answer. That is the appropriate answer. But sometimes in our lives, what life begins to reveal to us when we're going through things in our life, or we're being called into moments of courage, is we realize, oh, I really don't get my strength and courage from God. I really get my strength and courage from my circumstances, from things that are happening in my life, from the people that I have around my life. Now, for example, an example would be, let's say you say, do you trust God with your finances? And you say, yes, I do. Now, it might be easy to say all that when you have more than enough in your life. Now, it's different to say that to God, yes, I trust you, God, with everything that I have, when you really have zero in your life. Because now you're in a place of having to trust and having to have that trust in God. And so sometimes in our lives, there's things that reveal to us that maybe we're not as strong and courageous as we thought we are. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because that just, for me, just reveals to us where we need to go and where we need to be. And that is to be with God. Because God affirms Joshua, and he says, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And what are the words that he tells Joshua later on again in verse 9? He says, be strong and courageous for what? For I am with you. And so the affirmation that I think that Joshua needs in his life is just essentially, God, tell me that I am not alone in this. Tell me that you are with me. And that is where his strength and courage comes from. And that's the question for our lives is, are we basing our strength and courage on something else other than God in our lives? Or what in your life is causing you to have fear and dismay, and God is calling you to be strong and to be courageous? And so our strength and courage has to come from God alone, knowing that God is with us. And perhaps, just like Joshua in our lives, that the task before Joshua may seem impossible. This is a new place that you have to realize for Joshua, he's always been, the verse says that he is Moses' assistant, meaning Joshua shared and saw what Moses had to go through, but he was never the man to be in place and to be in charge. And this is for the first time he's stepping into that. And it reminds me kind of like me before I had my son, that I seen my dad be a father. I've seen my other friends be fathers, but it was a completely different thing when I stepped into being a father myself. It was a completely different thing when I realized, oh wow, this is what fatherhood is now, versus having observed just someone else walking in that. Now I myself am walking into that. And I like it when people are going through tough seasons in their lives. It's kind of like, I don't know if this ever happens at house church. You know, someone shares like, oh yeah, I'm going through this in my life. And maybe you're at a high season in your life and you're like, yeah, you just got to trust God. You just got to keep going. But for that person, we're saying that from the level that we're here to the person that is here. And what I'm saying is sometimes it's easy to say all these things when we're here, but it's when we're really down here in our lives to really say those things, to deal with the fear and the dismay that we may have in our lives. And we need to hear from God for us to be encouraged in our lives. And so this morning, as we go into a time of worship, I'm going to invite Sterling to lead us into this time of worship is in terms of what can we learn from God and God's word to Joshua in our lives. In terms of reflection, is just simply asking ourselves, where's my confidence? Do I say I trust God, but really I'm trusting that everything is going right in my life, that things are meant to go this way, and so as long as things are going that way, then my trust in God is good. But maybe also as well that you could relate to Joshua in this way, that there are things that God has promised you, that things that he has already told you, hey, this is what I have for you. But really what you're lacking in your life is just the strength, is to be strong and courageous to step into that, just like Joshua. God had already given Israel the promised land. What he was telling Joshua is, now is for you to be strong and courageous and to lead the people into that in your life. And so as we meditate on this, maybe there's a task before you where you feel, oh man, this is new for me. I've never done this. I've never had anyone model this for me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. And I think sometimes we base our strength and confidence in our ability. That we feel strong and courageous as long as we feel capable for the task that is before us. And I think there's something beautiful, about sometimes feeling that we don't have the ability to do something. Because that often opens us up to just dig deeper to God, draw closer to Him, and have our strength and our courage come from Him rather than ourselves or our abilities. And so let's go into this time of worship. Father, we thank you for your word this morning, that you're calling us to be strong and courageous. Yeah, Father, that sometimes in our lives we go through seasons, we go through moments in our lives that, yeah, there's fear and that there's dismay. And that just like you spoke to Joshua, you speak to us and you tell us, be strong and courageous. And the reason why you gave us that word of being strong and courageous is because you let us know that I am with you. And so, Father, this morning I pray that we will have a strong confidence in our lives to know that you are with us. That's not just a word that you gave to Joshua, and that is an Old Testament promise. That is a New Testament promise where Christ told us that I will never leave you nor forsake you. That we were given the Holy Spirit to not just go with us, but to dwell in us. And so we have you in our lives. We are not alone. We do not walk alone in these circumstances or these tasks that might seem overwhelming to us. And let us be reminded with this morning that you are with us, that your presence is with us. And because of that, we could be strong and courageous. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made is old and old, hope of the lost will be. Great I am to worship, great I am to
Father, thank you. Thank you for your word that we would be strong and courageous. And help us to navigate through those moments where we're feeling frightened and dismayed. Let your presence just come into our lives that we may know that you are with us, that you walk with us. that you will never leave us nor forsake us in our lives, and that we may step into whatever it is that you have before us, whatever it is that you have already prepared for us, and you're saying, just come and receive, but you're telling us to be strong and to be courageous. I pray that we will walk in that strength and that courage so that we may have all that you have for us and not just settle with where we currently are in our lives, but that we would receive fully all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go into our community prayer. Let's pray for those that have cancer. Pray for those that are sick and also need an encounter with God, of Jesus in their life. Those that are sick. That have COVID, let's pray for protection over their lives, and it's just a quick recovery. And let's pray for our frontline medical workers. Those that are seeking for job opportunities, whether it be for a new job or just something else. pray for our mission focus for Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Healing ministries of IP, the Well, and River. Local outreach ministries. For the pregnancies. House churches gathering tonight. Father, thank you for this morning. I pray that fear and dismay has no place in our lives, but that we will walk in strength and courage and step into all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, Amen. God bless you tomorrow for prayer.